Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Welcome to Close Up Radio. It is a pleasure to have you here. It's 3 p.m. Eastern and noon Pacific here on Close Up Radio today. We have a dear friend and very special person on our show as my special guest. He is distinguished as an excellent educational consultant. He's been on the cover of our very own Empowering Professionals magazine, and he's going to be sharing with us as we chat about his extraordinary career. It's my pleasure to welcome and introduce you to our very special guest coming to us from Puerto Rico, USA, Kelvin Caban. Kelvin, welcome to Close Up Radio. It is a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. It is always great to be in the show, and it's an honor. And thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for having me. It is my pleasure, too. Thank you for having me.
You are very, very welcome. You know, I'd love, Kelvin, for our audience to know, when did you start your career in consulting, and how long have you been at this career?
I started in the business of consulting basically at the very young age. And as part of my profession, I also consider myself a teacher, and I consider myself an educator. And while preparing people with courses, I teach and I use, I educate people for their professional careers. And in fact, I started offering educational consulting services for free to people in important companies in Puerto Rico. And this was about 25 years ago. And by then, they were able to see the quality of my services, and they were satisfied by then. And so they reached me, and I started to get awareness, and people started to get awareness about me. And I'm talking about 25 years ago. And I have a passion to always bring my knowledge to other people. And when completing my college degree, I started applying that knowledge and that education into the disciplines that I was teaching and I was educating in consulting. And I also applied other taking courses to my methods and to my methodologies back then. And this while bringing a life experience approach based on my life experience. And eventually I switched and started bringing my services at an affordable price to people with just a high school diploma or with a college degree that maybe don't have a lot of professional experience, but that they definitely want to learn and they want to know more about their careers. And basically these people don't have too much job experience, but they used to be interested and they used to pursue a business. So today, and with the help of today's technology, I have overcome a lot of obstacles. I am the founder and the CEO of AirBitwas Consulting Services, which is my own educational consulting firm and my own educational consulting company. And in AirBitwas, I teach people, and I, like an educator, being the CEO of the company. And I have found myself becoming a globally known educational consultant, and I reach people, contacting people in online form. But I teach people in person and also by way of computerized methods.
I love that. That's fantastic. That is wonderful, Kelvin. You're so dedicated to what you do. Mm-hmm. How do you define educational Consulting.
Yes, educational consultant is defined as an advisor. An advisor that can help parents and students reach their goals by way of planning for high school, for college, for graduate school, or for work. But sometimes an educational consultant goes beyond that. Sometimes an educational consultant works assessing needs and designing and developing and delivering workshops and also delivering informational material and bringing special programs, and all to meet classroom needs, or as in my case, as I do, meeting community standard needs. And an educational consultant could bring invitation to other professionals and to other educators as well on specific requirements that the person needs. And doing the role of an educational consultant, you bring educational methods and techniques to educators, to teachers, and to very skilled professionals. Sometimes you have to teach businessmen and people with a lot of experience. And the key is to bring methods and techniques so that the customer could succeed while in an area of professional specialty. In other words, the function of an educational consultant is always to form and qualify a special individual. But the function of a good educational consultant is to bring someone from being just a human being or from being just a professional into an understanding professional. And in my case, I teach my customers in different areas or specialties. And I prefer being a consultant to people with less job experience and with a high school diploma or a college degree, because sometimes they learn better. But my role is to contact people at all ages, and I work with people in different ages, most of the time at an adult age with a lot of job experience, teaching and doing my role as a consultant. But either way, I do this by way of online communication, and I contact people by way of online communication and in person, and I contact people also by way of a third person sometimes.
So one of the, you know, when you talk about what you teach, what kind of customers do you teach, Kelvin? In which disciplines do you teach those customers?
As I mentioned, I'm available and do teach customers in an adult age, but also I teach customers from all ages, and I do teach customers in all ages as part of my regular consulting services. After years of hard work, I have acquired more skills and teaching methods for my clients. And usually, I do take seminars of learning experience, and I take webinars that are courses that are taken over the web to help educate better my clients. And these webinars include those courses that I took over the internet. And I do this to teach well-respected professionals and businessmen. And because of the nature of the disciplines I prefer to teach is the reason why I prefer clients with less job experience. But in this sense, they usually are more enthusiastic and understand the things more fully than people of older ages. But I work with different people, and most of my customers are part of an adult age clientele with job experience, and that contribute a lot to business as well. And my clients are actually certified after they take the courses, and I possess a big clientele and always try to be the best educational consultant I wish, the best educational consultant possible for my customers and for the people that are involved with me. And I teach different and targeted individual people as well as groups locally and globally. I started with just a few clients, as I mentioned. Today, I do my session of 1 hour previous mutual agreement to a big group of clients, a lot of clients. My services are in disciplines and in different areas that I teach, which includes general sciences, political sciences, technology, sociology. I also teach religion, among other disciplines and way of education, and among other areas as well of teaching and consulting. So I search for talent on the internet to bring my services by using social media. My clientele also contact me directly and can contact me directly to LB Plus Consulting Services email, which is my company in my company website, basically. So the people can contact me directly to a LB Plus email through the company's website, basically.
One of the disciplines that you teach also, Kelvin, is political sciences. How do you see the political future of your native Puerto Rico?
Puerto Ricans, I believe, are talented people and are very enthusiastic people who, as a community, have a strong esteem and strong belief for everything they have accomplished, and they feel good about the relationship with the United States. And the citizens of Puerto Rico, me included, consider themselves business partners of the United States and also like a very close part of the United States by being part of the United States. For Puerto Rico, but I think that for Puerto Rico to be a more prosperous place, I think that Puerto Rico could develop further by being an official part of the United States as a state. Puerto Rico has been part of the United States for a long time as a non-incorporated territory. And I think that a better way of development for Puerto Rico, for Puerto Ricans, is to become an official part of the United States as a state. But people in Puerto Rico are very enthusiastic, and they esteem their relationship, and they esteem the United States as well. And I have been participated and have participated in statehood referendums, has been involved over the years. And on one occasion, one pair of people that was coming to our church on a Sunday, because the referendums are done on Sundays, they came to vote in the state referendum, and they told me that they wanted to vote for statehood because they believe that it is the way for them and for their family, and that they wanted all controversy and that they don't want no more talking because they wanted Puerto Rico to become a state for the better of them and their family. So people over the years has been very enthusiastic about the referendums, and this was back in before Hurricane Maria in a state referendum. And I also remember watching long rows of people, hundreds of them, at the referendum by the time of the pandemic, in the peak of the pandemic. And they were taking strong security measures and strong distancing measures for hours just to vote for statehood, because they won in that referendum, again, as a way of changing the future of the Puerto Rican relationship and the future of the political way of that Puerto Rico is consist. So I favor statehood for Puerto Rico myself, but when I bring my consulting services in political sciences, I make people understand all the political status options available for Puerto Rico and for the political future of Puerto Rico while talking about the history of politics, while talking about the politicians involved into politics in Puerto Rico, among other things that are taught in political sciences. But I think that what Puerto Rican has is a wish and a desire for statehood with the United States as a way of political future. And I think that that desire and that future can come into reality in the next years to come, because I can feel that it is what the people has decided by way of their vote, basically in democratic referendums. So I can see that can come into reality soon.
That's really very exciting. You have proven to be a person that cares about the well-being of animals as well. What practices do you do to take care of animals, Kelvin?
Yes, for me, I feel that it's good to take care of animals because they give love to us. And if they give love to us, why not giving back their love to them? Their love back to them. It's important to give love to animals. And the way I have been doing, I have been taking care of animals in different ways. And I have rescuing animals that have spent with me years. And I believe in animal adoption. And I have adopted animals, especially cats and dogs. And I usually contribute to organizations that take care of animals by themselves. And I have a farm in Puerto Rico and have plants and trees, but I take care of different kinds of animals in my farm as well. And the animals that I have, I have different kinds of animals, and the animals that I have include birds and horses, among others. And I don't believe in the killing of animals in churches to reduce population, so I advocate against that practice, among other kinds of mistreatment and abuse practices in churches, in animal churches. And I feel satisfied that local authorities are doing the necessary steps to take care of animals, and that people are caring more about animals in Puerto Rico and globally as well. But in Puerto Rico, people are taking care of animals more because it can be seen. And also the amount of shelters has increased in recent years. The amount of animal shelters has increased in recent years. So I think it's positive. And I think it's important to take care of animals and to advocate against mistreatment and abuse, and also to promote adoption of animals. And I love to take care of my animals in my farm, and it's important to me a lot.
Very important, absolutely. You know, what motivates you the most as being a professional in what you do?
Yes, I understand. To help Puerto Rico and to help my customers developing their careers is something that sometimes is very important. Is very important and also motivates me for being a professional. Most of my family members and my family and the support that they bring to me keeps me going and makes me move forward. And to see them healthy and doing good is something that keeps me motivated for being a better professional. And the education and the teaching that my family and that my parents have gave me while I was growing up still live with me until this day, and they always taught me to be a good kid while having friends in the school and in the neighborhood, and they teach me not to use drugs or alcohol, and all those teachings of being cautious in life still live with me and still motivates me for being a better professional. And my family and the formation my parents gave me is something that motivates me the most for being a professional and the better professional I could be. And also, back when I was a kid, we don't have too much internet, so our formation in those days used to come from movies and from television. And there are a few movies that are one of my favorites that used to give me an understanding. And all of that learning experience has also motivated me and still motivates me for being a better professional. What I learned in movies and in television and in cable TV and in sports and in professional sports is something that motivates me and that still motivates me for being a professional, because I try to learn only the positives. I try to acquire only the positives. And also, as I said, to help Puerto Rico and to help my customers developing their careers motivates me as well. And there are a lot of factors that motivate me, but these are ones of the most important to me.
That's wonderful. You know, we all have challenges in life. Kelvin, what have been maybe some of your biggest obstacles?
I have never shared it, but across my career, there has been a lot of obstacles. I always try to keep my profession and my personal life for separate in order to be successful. But sometimes people tend to get emotional, and based on that, the death of close family members is something that is an obstacle and can become an obstacle. But you get formal education, you get a formation, and you do your life close to them. And when they are gone, sometimes it's hard to digest. So when family members are gone, sometimes can become an obstacle too, but it's important to surpass that emotionally, and it's important as well to put the professional track and the personal track for separate and in separate ways. And there are another obstacles into my career, but I think that the key to grow a business and to grow a company is to have perseverance and to have a will to overcome obstacles. But sometimes I could say that minority groups don't like my message locally. Sometimes that can turn into an obstacle too. And this group, as they exist in different places, sometimes are negative, and this can come and turn into bad influence. But as I said, this happens in different places, and I see good work, and I see positive ideas as a source of clarity and growth, professionally speaking. And minority groups sometimes can give a bad image appearance about a location, in this case of Puerto Rico, and they can give a bad portrayal of what the hardworking people and the Puerto Ricans are all about. But I think that we all need to be organized, and we all need to use our traits so that people can know better about us. When bad talking rises, sometimes it's important that one put yourself in place in order to be successful. But I think that you need to sometimes do your best to overcome obstacles, because overcoming obstacles is the way for being a better professional. And it's also the way for having a better business as well. And I believe it like that. And sometimes when there are bad people, as they are in every place, you just need to ignore them and just do your part.
Right. Just do it and keep going forward. That's so important on so many different levels. Absolutely, Kelvin. To what do you attribute your success?
Well, when you're successful having a career, success comes as a mix of different elements. But for me, as a professional, there are a lot of people that have helped me along the way. Also, for me, as an educational consultant, I think that the key are the traits and the characteristics you can apply as a leader into your business. And one of those traits is the responsibility that there can be between you and between you as a professional and your clients, in this case, the customers at LB Trucks. And my company, and I believe that as a leader, if you're a leader in any industry, being responsible is a very important trait. Also, I have managed to be a financial administrator at LB Trucks and have been doing that correctly. To do that correctly is very important in order to achieve success. And as an educational consultant, I need to deal with people. And I need to treat people. And I think a very important part of my success is to treat people well. I believe of treating people well, no matter their age, no matter the position or their profession. I have managed so well, and I have managed to put myself into their position. And also, feel it's important that I can make my clients feel good and entertained while on an educational consulting session. One of the primary goals of LB Trucks consulting services is that customers can feel in the environment better, more relaxed, and more in livelihood, and more in better, that they can feel better while they are in the development and in the development of the learning experience. And I attribute the success of LB Trucks to my traits and characteristics by being a leader. But among those traits, especially come the business sense of responsibility. And I also attribute the success I have to the treatment that I give to my customers at LB Trucks, and there are a lot of facts and a lot of elements, but these mentions, I think, that are the ones that stick out.
That's wonderful. We only have about a minute left. What are your goals for short-term and long-term, Kelvin?
Well, as a professional, we all have long-term goals and also short-term goals. For short term, I believe that I will continue to improve my and use other methodologies and to continue using the basis of my business. And for the long term, I plan on helping Puerto Rico, helping achieve a better Puerto Rico, contributing with the best of LB Trucks, my company. To help a place and to help the place you live is not only a duty, but it's also the responsibility, and a very important responsibility to help the people, the place you live.
That's fantastic. Kelvin, thanks so much for joining us on Closed Up Radio. Always a pleasure. Hope to chat with you more. I encourage folks, if they want to connect with L Virtuax Consulting Services and Kelvin Caban, go to lvirtuax.com. That's lvirtuax.com to learn more. We thank Kelvin for joining us, and we thank you for joining us as well. I'm your host, Jim Masters. Thank you for your time this time. Till next time, and we thank Kelvin for joining us and hope to chat with him again soon. Thanks for listening. I'll be back momentarily with another fascinating guest right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a great day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.